Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
Everybody, to the first inaugural Two Black Sheep Radio. Hey, my co-host, Mr. Bob Granger, I know I hear your heavy breathing. Are you there tonight?
Yes, I am, DB, and how are you this evening?
Let's see, this evening. You've asked me that question like three or four times already today, so I have to say it again. That's how it's going to be, right? Okay,
yes.
I'm recovering, I'm getting better. I'm looking forward to going down to Scranton tomorrow. How's that? Is that good?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
You like that? Okay, good. How about you? How are you feeling?
To be honest, I'm kind of recovering and recuperating as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of recovering and recuperating as well.
Well, we had the two-day member guest this past weekend, and you couldn't make it because we both felt it was in our best interest, you know, for you not to be here. So I had to find a sub that could stick with the old buck, basically.
Well, there's not many people. Who could that have been? Because, you know, I really wasn't worried about it. It didn't even enter my mind until you told me who ended up being my replacement. I figured he could keep up with you and probably surpass you. But, you know, who was that again? What's his name?
It was Kevin Kerrigan. You know, of course, I mean, everybody on this call knew that, you know, and the best thing was is that we were tired for a couple of days, just a little tired. We lost by one shot, but my partner was able to win probably the most notable prize.
And what was that there, Bob?
Well, on Friday, it was a two-day tournament. So Friday, what they did is they said, listen, we want everybody to take note of your opponent's most interesting shot. Now, in golf, that means like the most horrible shot, right? So there was two places. The second place went to Short Dog. Now, Shorty's a young, strong buck, hits the ball a mile. So on number 6 tee, he drives one straight into the trunk of the tree, dead left. It ricochets. He has to hit the ground so it doesn't hit him, and it goes into pond behind him. That was like the second worst shot. And he did get, like, his prize was like a real nice pink keychain with beautiful rhinestones. I mean, it was
beautiful.
Nice. Yeah. But so anyway, the worst shot. I mean, this goes down as one of the worst shots ever. Kevin hits a real nice tee shot on number 8. I mean, right down the middle. He goes up. He hits a beautiful iron into the green, right over the flag, and it just dribbles off the back about 3 feet. So I'm saying to Kevin, look, all we have to do, and we're both in pretty good shape, is par this hole, and we win. That's all we have to do. Kevin says, no problem, I got it. Now, keep in mind, he's only got to hit the ball, you know, like, maybe 6 feet onto the green, drift it in, you know, and take the par. Well, I've never seen a chip like this. I don't know if like, he hit the ball hit his ankle or maybe his club. Nobody could see it. His club maybe hit his ankle, and he hit the ball with the back of his club or something. But anyway, the ball, like, it didn't even go off 90 degrees. It went off, like, 120 degrees backwards. You know, he was only 5 feet from the green, and he was 15 feet from the green on his next shot. Well, then he proceeded to, like, chili dip you know, three shots in a row. Our opponents were laughing so much it threw me off. We both double bogeyed, and we lose the tournament. But watch this. This prize was awesome. It was like it was about a 3 foot long Barbie doll fishing pole, because there's no question Kevin should like take up fishing instead of staying with, you know, like golf, you know.
So that's why I ran and catch nothing. So yeah. Well, yeah. I probably, you know, and you know me, I got bored by what you just told me, so I probably shouldn't have asked you that question. I should have said, "That's nice. I'm glad you had a great run in the golf." You know, but
yeah, I was pretty impressed with me.
Right? Well, I really wasn't. I was off doing something else. I was texting people. But it's okay, Bob. I'm back now. I'm focused on this. But what I want to do is we talked about doing this little talk for this radio show. We're doing it for a lot of different reasons. And the format is going to change all the time because, quite frankly, we can't remember what it was we agreed we wanted to do earlier. But I think what we're going to do is, could you tell everybody a little bit about why you want this for us to do this show, what you think can come out of this, and the fun aspect of it. So talk a little bit. I'm going to have to take another sip of my scotch, and then we'll continue on with some good stuff shortly.
Well, you hit it. You hit it right on the head. I mean, it's about fun. You know, people don't have enough fun. You know, so it's time for us to throttle back, kick back, you know, talk about a myriad of different subjects, open up the lines for some call-in questions. I'm excited about that because we don't have to answer them if we don't want to, because we're the host. That's awesome, you know. So,
but well, we normally don't answer if we don't want to, right?
And why did you want to do it? Like this, like being a radio talk show host, like a bucket list thing or something?
No, it's really not anywhere near the bucket. You know what it was? It's because, you know, I'm a big fan of movies, you know, so I wanted to be able to do things like this.
You do, and it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made, you Texas brush popper.
See, you know, I want us to have a little bit of fun. I want people to be able to, you know, build their businesses, but also at the same time realize that, you know what, you can just let loose occasionally, and I think it's good for everybody. You know, one of the reasons that we talked about this is you and I have these conversations all the time, and they're going to get more animated. You know, we're not going to try to sit here and try to be the radio talk show host. We're going to do like we normally talk, because our conversations, we always said, you know, people could listen. First, if they think we're certifiably insane, and I can understand that. But they'll also we'll pick up little bits and pieces about what it is that we've been able to be successful with in our traditional business life, you know, and also within our network marketing, our ambit business. You know, and I hope that if we could share enough of that, even if it just gets a few people, you know, mentally back on track, you know, that to me was worth it. You know, plus Thursday nights we've always had open, so it's a great time to do this. And I can do this sitting right now. I'm sitting on my deck up in the Adirondacks where it hasn't started snowing yet. So, you know, for me, you know, every other Thursday, we'll probably do it, you know, a couple times a month. I think we'll have a great time. We'll bring in some incredible guests. You know, and not all the guests are going to be in Ambit Energy. There are going to be other people in network marketing. So it'll be a fun time for everybody. So I think that's really why, you know, I want to be able to do this.
I'm loving it.
And then other than that, I just wanted to be able to harass you publicly on the air because, you know, we came up with this name, right? Well, the black sheep part was easy, and I came up with, hey, two black sheep. You know, I was very creative that night. But, you know, first off, why do you call yourself a black sheep other than the very obvious? Is there some other reason you feel like you're a black sheep?
No, try not to get too bored with this. You know, it'll take a second, you know, maybe a minute or so. But anyway, actually started a long time ago.
Hey, old man River, zip it or I'll break your hip.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I probably have to blame my brother and sister. You know, my sister is 4 years older, and she was drop-dead gorgeous blonde, you know, 99s, 98s on all of her since she was a little kid. So she's 4 years older than me. You know, and like everybody said, oh, my gosh, look at Mary Jo. She's a concert pianist already. She's in junior high school. Oh, my God, look at Mary Jo. She gets 99s all the time. Oh, my God. And so here comes Bob, you know, and said, hey, what's with the 83s? You know, I said, I don't know.
You're great for that. Wow, that's good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. You know, I was pretty impressed with it, but they weren't. So then 4 years later, you know, like I'm 4 years younger than my sister. 4 years later, my brother comes along. Now, he's the baby of the entire family, the baby. Right? Oh, would you look at how cute Grady is. Oh, would you look at all the muscles Grady has. You know, he's so much fun to be around. And so, you know, in order to get a little bit of attention, I had to, you know, do things. And then most of the things I chose kind of like
trouble.
were wrong. Yeah, yeah, it was a bad decision.
Well, you know,
real bad.
Does that make are you a middle child then?
Yes, I am.
You know, it's funny. We never really realized I'm the third out of four sons. So, you know, I get it. And I'm impressed. If you got a 46 in any of your – I had a 43 on the math regions, and my mom was a math teacher. Imagine how that was at home, right? So, you know, so now
I know,
I'm starting to understand
so,
why you and I get along.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. Other than your 43 on your math, I mean, what about you? How come you think you're kind of a black sheep?
Oh, I just think it's a case where I just always have thought differently. You know, I mean, I get the same thing. I've got two overachiever older brothers. You know, one was nominated to the Coast Guard Academy. You know, he's done extraordinarily well. Very ultra intelligent. Then my brother, who's a few years older than me, he's a nuclear engineer, 4.0, you know, cum laude, all the great stuff, Regents scholarships, you know. I remember when I got a Regents diploma, and I remember my mom just sort of saying, how did that happen? You know, so it was really different. With them, it was expected. You know, they got full boat scholarships. And myself, I went off to photography school, but I ended up being really good at sales, really good at understanding people. And I think that's probably why, you know, we've had such success even in network marketing because of that. So, you know, let's talk about that just a little bit. Let's talk about, you know, what happened. Because you started your business, almost 5 years ago now?
Yeah, it was actually March 2010. Yep.
Wow. Okay. 5 years sneaks up very quickly, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? I'm telling you. It's been a fun ride, too.
Well, would you have thought when you started, I mean, really, I mean, because everybody who starts out always wonders what their future will be. When you started, Bob, I mean, did you really have an idea of what was going to happen?
No, not even close. Not even a fraction of it. You know, I thought if I could, you know, make a couple of grand a month, that would be unbelievable. You know, and I look where we've come in the last 4.5 years. And, you know, the best part about it too, Dave, is that the people that you meet, my gosh, I mean, I would have never had this relationship with you or with Kevin Kerrigan. So many of the people we get to know, we become good, close friends with. You know, that's the mind-boggling thing to me. I could never repay Ambit for what they've done with me, just with the exposure of great people.
Well, I guess even Ambit needs some black sheep, Bob. You know, so you're perfect.
They'll be able to tell the first one.
Yeah, it gives everybody a chance to strive for something better than what you've done. They said, if Bob can do this, anybody can. Because what a lot of people don't know is that you probably put in 60, 70 hours a week with your existing business. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, you finally stopped doing it. You stopped trying to call me at 5:30 in the morning. I don't know how you do that every day. You get up at 5:30. We talk a lot because you're always on the road. So you're always building your other company. And in between all that, I mean, how are you building Ambit?
Well, here's the biggest key. It's fun. I make it fun, Dave. You know, I'm for the longest time, I've been a half-full guy, you know, always half-full. And, man, Ambit Energy is not life and death. I mean, we're doing nothing but helping people. Good heavens. What a great, great business that we are in and the system that we have around us. I mean, it's exciting for me all the time to be able to help somebody. It's exciting. And so I make this fun, and it's not, you know, it's not difficult to do. It really isn't.
Yeah, because sometimes you got to help yourself too. Because I mean, I know that, you know, it's not all rose colored glasses either. I mean, it's not where puppy dogs and everything is perfect. Because you know, we know that there have been difficult periods in time. But you know, I always related what's happening in my ambit business as to what's happened throughout my whole life with my traditional companies. And, you know, as difficult as things can be, even when we have, you know, the rate issues pop up and get some very creative incumbents play games with us, you know, I think back to what happened when I had good customers like IBM just suddenly cancel $2 million orders, you know, and suddenly you're panicking to be able to take care of your 100-some-odd employees. You know, you don't want to go to them and say, listen, you know, we're out of money. You know, but when someone pulls a big contract like that, and I guess it sort of toughens you up, and maybe that's why, you know, it has never bothered me when I've shared this business when someone tells me no. In fact, I find that, you know, I'm not pushing anybody into the business, and people know me. I think they'll agree to that. I really don't. I like to have people that just want to and hang out. This, I mean, we've got some fun stuff. I mean, let's go ahead and let's deviate for a second. God, can you imagine that? We're going to deviate it for a second, Bob. let's talk about, I mean, we've come up with the two black sheep deal, but the idea behind this is we want to have a ton of fun. We want everything that's associated with you and I and all the people hanging around with us as, hey, if you're with them, if you're doing things, you know you can have a good time. And that's why we're planning, it's the end of March next year?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's March 26th, yeah. Anybody can come in
okay.
The 30s, the 26th. Yep.
Okay, and what we're going to do, everybody, is we're going to do a golf tournament. We're going to do I don't know if it's going to be any training involved, but I do know I've got some real special guests that are going to be flying in, you know, because partly because they like to play golf, they like to hang out, they like to sit around and have cigars, a little scotch, get a chance to just chat about what we do as a profession. And, you know, I think we're going to probably be limited to, probably 150 at the most that can take on that course?
Yeah, we'll be limited to 18 for some 72 golfers. But, I mean, we can take 150 people. And it's not just EC Factory either. I mean, we're going to open this up to people we enjoy in this business. Yeah.
Well, because that's what it's got to be about, right? If we're not enjoying it, you know, then come on. You know, that's not why I know with you it's the case. I know with myself. If I like somebody, I like somebody. You know, I don't really care if I make a dime off of it. I mean, heck, people don't realize that you and I don't make a penny off of each other's business. You know, people would be shocked by that, I think, on the outside, you know. But that's not what we get. The value I get from you is I just never know what you're going to say. That's what it is. You give me good material to work with, you know.
Yeah, what did you call me down in Ambition?
I'm sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, you called me a toddler.
Oh, I did. Well, and listen, I think that's a great description because you know what would happen is every time I'd turn around, I'd say, "Now listen, Bob, stay right here. I'll be right back." And I turn around, and you were just gone. I mean, it just reminded me of my toddlers, my two daughters at that age. Well, not at your age, but at, like, 2 and 3. You know, they would just want to wander off. But I always said, wait a second. Now, where would they have gone? And I go, they would go towards the noise. They'd go towards light, go towards people. And sure enough, I'd look over, and there would be Bob in the middle of, you know, a bunch of people. I'm saying, okay, Bob, okay, you didn't stay put this time. I said, but I'm going to call you a toddler from now on. I think it fits.
Yeah, but at least I didn't lose a car in a parking lot and have to walk 4 miles in 95-degree heat with a suit on.
Well, I think that may have been Rob Utter, the People's Choice winner from 2012, and the Pure Energy Award winner from 2013. He definitely did not win an award for navigational skills. You know,
I'll never forget that because
you said,
I think we go this way. I think we go this way, and Rob says, no, it's this way. Really?
Yeah, I thought we should go right, and we took left, which was a 3-mile left-hand turn, you know.
I think that's what actually lost. I think that's what's actually lost the golf tournament, you know, having to walk that far down an Ambition.
I sincerely doubt that. So, well, listen, let's go on to a couple business things, and then we're going to open up some lines and let some people. We got a bunch of callers on here. You know, everybody always, I mean, everybody looks for the silver bullet, right? It's always like, you know, okay, whatever you guys have done must be what I need to do. And, you know, the problem you run into, I know it with myself, is that I don't know what to say other than we just use common sense and we keep it simple and we keep what the business is supposed to be simple. You know, so for Bob, is that why you do so well? Because you're very good at simple things, you know, simple thoughts?
I do keep the business really simple. I mean, I'm probably one of the weakest people in the world in the back office. You know, but the only thing, the best thing I probably am at this business is that people know I have a great passion about it. They know
yep.
it comes from my heart, you know, and when I'm talking to people, they know it, there's no question, and it's just a decision that they have to make. I always let people know, look, I'm not here to convince you on anything, you know, or sell you anything, because I'm already living this. I know it's real. You know, and I'm helping as many people as I can make this real for them and their family. That's the whole thing, and that's what I do. And I'm relaxed with it, and I'm having more and more and more fun. This is why I'm loving doing something like this, Dave, to have people relax with this business, because it's going to work, and it's going to work more and more and more and more. It really is.
Well, don't you think that people are more attracted to people who are having fun than people who are, it looks like they've got a second job. You know, I mean, I watch people that are so intent on trying to move up the promotion ladder with Ambit or any other company. And the problem is that they're so intent on it that they're not fun to be around. You know, you just sense it. It's just stress. And I was thinking, my gosh, you got enough stress in your normal job. Why do you want to, you know, pay $4.29 or whatever to double up on that stress? So, I mean, that's part of how it works on this side. You know, let's go ahead and take some gambles. I got a bunch of calls. There's one here that's got a question mark, so that means he's got his hand up. Let's see if he's ready. If I go ahead and unmute him and Bob, I'll let you see who it is. Or they don't have to say just their first name. Just the first name. I think that's good. You know, and then you can answer the question first, and I'll answer it second if I feel like it. How's that?
I won't answer it. Or maybe I won't.
Chloe, step away from the computer. Now!
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's open him up. Let's see what happens here.
All
yours now. Ready? I'm going to open him up and...
Who do we have on the line here with us tonight?
Well, you know who that is? That's you. Hold on. Watch this one.
Okay.
There we go. Ready?
Okay, let's try it again. Who's on the line tonight? Who's got a question
for us? It's a 518 area code. Who's the 518? That's Albany. Oh.
Is this thing working?
Yeah, oh, it's working. It's just a little timid.
Okay,
I'm going to hear back. Watch this one. I got one person here that doesn't have a choice. He may not like this, but let's see.
Okay, I'm watching. Are we live?
Is this the People's Choice guy? Can he hear me? Rob?
Hey, you there?
You're live, so be careful what you say. Bob wants to ask you a serious question. That's why I opened up the line. So go ahead, Bob.
Okay, my serious question is, Rob, what is your serious question?
My serious question would be, how do you drive your Corvette for so long with the knee that you have and not, like, get stuck in it?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, I use my upper body to get out of the car. Actually, I use my upper body to get out of the car. And getting into it, all you have to do is just fall into it. But the car drives like a, you know, like it's very, very smooth, very elegant drive. You know, it's much nicer, more comfortable drive than a Porsche. You know,
well, it's an automatic, though, right, Bob?
No, only old men have automatics.
Well, that was my point. It is an automatic, though, isn't it? Or no, it's not.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry.
It's a six-speed. But anyway, it's not a problem yet, Rob. Actually, yesterday it was a problem, but it's not that bad today.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yes.
Knowing, you know, where you are as far as age, and this isn't a knock on your age, but where you are, you've been successful for so long. You work harder than just about anybody I know. Doing your normal job, how do you justify, I guess might be the way, but how do you justify how much time you put into Ambit? And, you know, because a lot of us, maybe we don't want to work that hard, or, you know, it's, I don't know, I'm amazed at how how hard you work this. I'm just kind of curious if you can tell people why it is, maybe why do you do that?
Well,
you know,
the reason is I have an obligation to, you know, my family, my sons, my grandsons, and I feel this is an opportunity to put them in a better position in the future. You know, and unfortunately, you know, with the business in New York, you know, for my traditional business, we've had no choice but to accelerate our efforts. It's just the way it's fallen. Within a couple of years, I'll be able to throttle back from that. But I recognize this as such a tremendous opportunity to put yourself in a different position. When you get rid of that financial stress, you know, even if it's like that $400 a month or $500 a month, because like Dave said before, I would have never thought it would have gotten to this. But that $400 or $500 is huge. You know, and that's why I do it, and that's why I continue to do it, and that's why I love doing it, because I feel that I'm helping so many people as best as I can. You know, and when I do that and when I help somebody do better, man, what a great feeling that is. And that's why I continue to do it. It's not that difficult. It really isn't. You just have to change what you're doing. It's a mindset.
All right. I like that. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Sure.
Now, could you do that in a condensed version for me, Bob?
No, you've already fallen asleep.
Okay. No. Listen, you always, you know, wake me, you know, wide awake, except when it's early in the morning. You know, but I have my own question for you, because, you know, it's not that often that I get to really say this, you know, in a public way. But now, when you're driving your VEC, and you're going around the corner, wouldn't you rather be able to, like, downshift instead of just keeping in drive?
Look, I have a 6-speed. You know, you've been in the car. Have you forgotten already? I can downshift.
Okay. Well, you know, again, most people I know with vets, well, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah,
no issue on me.
I know.
Listen,
it's the old man's sports car. I know.
It's the way we like to see it. Now I've got one more open, and I think I recognize this number. Let's see if he's willing to come out and talk if I open the mic up. If it is, this will be a fun surprise. Let's see. Now is this who I think it is in 201 area code? With an 08? It must be. He's going, I can't say anything right now. Sure you can. Okay. Like I said, I like to taunt and
hold
analyze
on, I'm
and
here.
Torture people.
I'm here.
Oh my goodness!
I'm here.
I was muted
myself. I didn't know what to expect, so I feel like it's old home night.
Well, you know, and you know, I tell everybody, and this is a good example of what we want to do with this radio show. Is, you know, it's just about times and great people and fun. And, you know, it is what it is. Right, Tom?
It is what it is. I've heard that line before.
Yep, we all have, over and over and over.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's funny.
Absolutely.
I'm watching this, and our good friend, the legend, Tim Bolin, has just logged in as well. But I don't know if we'll open the mic up for him or not. We'll see. If he holds on, we'll after I finish talking to you.
Well, you know, you guys tonight are pretty ballsy, because you're competing with the Giants and you're competing with Derek Jeter. So congratulations for launching your Baba Black Sheep tonight.
Well, you know, Tom, we've always stood out on the ledge, and you know that. So it's okay.
Absolutely.
But you know what? Let me ask you a question, because I tell you, I've been watching with a lot of admiration. Because we talk about traditional businesses, okay? And one of the things that I've noticed is what you did at Ellis Island. Could you just give Bob a thumbnail sketch of that? Because to me, that's amazing, and the amount of people that was there, because that was a major undertaking. Could you just, like, give me a little insight to how that would have been if I had been invited, okay?
Oh, okay, absolutely. Well, first off, Bob, I owe you a phone call. As you know, we are in the middle. As a matter of fact, tomorrow morning we're going to be moving into our new home, so I will call you in a few days, but thanks for reaching out. And, Dave, thanks for having me on. Well, here's what I could tell you. I've been out of the catering business now for about, actually October 27th will be 3 years when I stumbled across this wonderful world of network marketing. And I got an email about 3 weeks ago from my partner, AJ, and he said to me, I'm scared and I need your help. And I said, what's up?
Yep.
He said, we have a 1,300-person party at Ellis Island. It's a real high-end. It's for Atlantic Care. Coming into the building,
wow.
And we had to set up the outdoor pavilion. We had to set up the main entrance and the second floor. And I don't want to brag, but my group was ready, and they were scrambling around downstairs. And I said, "Well, just send them up because we're ready to go." But it was a lot of fun. You know, it had stations and bars and a band and live lighting show and all that great stuff. It was a wonderful affair, and I was really proud to see. We had over 200 wait staff and bartenders, about 70 kitchen people, and we basically produced
massive.
Everything on the spot. We had to just roll stuff in and just make it happen.
That's unbelievable because, you know, I've been in the restaurant business a long, long time, and to hear something like that, I know what that requires, and that's mind-boggling. I'm telling you, that's awesome.
I was impressed.
Well, that's nice when you're impressed too. But you know, isn't it also something just being there on Ellis Island itself? I mean, you talk about history, right? I mean,
it was just amazing. It was amazing. I'm saying my grandparents, my mom and dad came through those doors, and it was great. It was a really, really great event.
Well, my friend, as always, it's wonderful to hear your voice. You know, as soon as I get healthier, I will come down and chat and go out to dinner with you guys. I miss you like crazy. But
we're
going to go ahead.
I'm
going to mute you, Tom. I'm going to mute you out, and then I'm going
to see if
the legend Tim Boland is ready. See,
he
doesn't know,
well,
but
thanks,
if I click this mic, we'll see.
Thank you, Tommy,
okay,
for calling in.
All right. Bobby, I'll talk to you, Bob. See you, Dave.
Okay.
Ciao.
See ya. And let's see right now. Bolden, are you ready? Let's see.
Hey, Dave. How you doing? Hey, Bob.
Oh, my. Okay. He's going to have to turn off your computer or put a volume down.
All right. Computer's off.
How's that? Well, we'll find out.
Kind of,
but okay, see,
can you hear me?
He's
got
with two lines.
I'm not computer savvy.
It's okay. I just muted him. Hold on a second.
Let's try this one. Thank you. Everybody, thank you.
It's the same thing with Tim.
See, that's how it is, Tim.
I love you.
Well, listen, we're going to keep it short because the echo will irritate me. But if you'd like, you can very quickly hang up and dial back in, and I'll see if it works that way. Okay, because I can't stand the reverb. You know me, Bob. I mean, that's why the internet.
No, I was begging you to do that.
I just deleted
it. I had five words
on. Yeah, I know. Well, we haven't told anybody about the five words thing yet, but you know, I guess maybe we'll wait. You know, we'll just say that.
Yeah, we should hold off on that, I think.
You know. But I think for the inaugural, for the first kickoff, again, we want to show people is we are going to have some serious topics. We are going to bring on a lot of surprise guests. I mean, I think that's something that should make it, you know, really exciting for people. And we will ask questions that aren't your typical, you know, Valley of Death questions. They're going to be more like, you know, well, you heard some of the questions we just talked with Tom about. Because I think what you've got to believe and find is that this industry is made up. This profession, as Eric Ward would say, is made up of interesting people. And I think that you have to allow them to be interesting, and you have to let them be a black sheep. Right, Bob?
Absolutely. I have quite a few of them, if you know what I mean.
Oh, well, hang on a second here. We have another person. This is 518. This might, I think I know who this might be, and this could be fun. So let's see if I open the mic up and see. Hold on. Here we go. So,
hello, Dave. Hello, Bob.
And who is this?
Can you, it's Tim.
Oh, he's calling from a different line. That's perfect.
Yeah,
Tim, you
am
even
I still
get the hand up, the question. This is good.
Very impressed.
Yeah, not there.
No,
huh?
No echoes. No echoes.
Okay, good. Yeah,
you know,
it was
so
driving me crazy. So,
it doesn't take a whole lot to drive you crazy.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I'm not too computer savvy. But, you know, while I've got it in my mind, I'd like to thank Tom and Tom's grandparents for coming through the door because, you know, one of the great things about our business is you meet great people, you know. And Bob, you're spectacular. Dave, you know, I've loved you for a long time. You're a good man. And Tom and Annie are great, too. So I've enjoyed your show already.
Hey, Tim. Tim, since we all know that your birthday is tomorrow, that's not going to get you better gifts from all three of us. Okay, just so you know.
Yeah.
It's not going to
change. 11 years, I'll be 70.
Yeah, well, isn't that something how that sneaks up? But let me ask a question,
yeah.
Tim. First up, how are you feeling? I know we haven't talked recently, but how are you feeling now?
Well, you know, Dave, you know me. Every day is a good day, but I've got my challenges. And, you know, when you don't hear from me for a while, something's up. But, you know, I'm enjoying my family and doing what I got to do. So I feel good. So in that sense, I am blessed.
Yeah, that's a good point. I do want you to talk about some of the stuff that you've been doing because, you know, you do have a residual thing that happens every month that I know has taken a lot of weight off your shoulder. But forget the money coming in. Tell people where you've been, where you've gone, because I've watched a lot of it on Facebook, and I think it's fun for them to hear it, you know, right from the legend himself.
All right. In what respect? Gone where, buddy?
Well, I know you were down
this,
in Virginia,
you
or you're in New York, or where'd you go? Yep.
Oh, well, my daughter just turned 25, and we went down to see Jeter last Saturday, and we enjoyed that trip. And tonight I'm having my birthday dinner, which everybody else is at the table, but I'm over here on the machine.
I made my choice,
and they kept telling me, go, go, go. I said, well, I need to go, so here I am. All I can tell you is that my saving grace, I have a great life, but you know, there's pressures like everybody else, but my saving grace is my family and what that wonderful business of ours has done for me, because that's enabled me not to be under too much pressure, and I don't miss anything with my family. And that's one of the reasons I respect you, Dave. You're a great family man, and your business revolves around them, and I think that makes your life and my life much better.
Well, yeah, I mean, it revolves now around my health and my family. I talked to my daughter today because my grandson's birthday is next Monday. And she's already given me his baseball schedule, say, when am I coming down? So I'm planning around that, you know. But
that's
the benefit of what we do. You know, that is probably the greatest benefit.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know?
But before I forget this point, if I could, you know, I know you're teasing Bob about his vet. I just got a question for you. When you drive down the road in your car, and because of the color of it, does anybody wave at you and try and hail you?
Absolutely not. You know why they don't?
Or like, you know.
They don't because it's going too fast. It's a blur for them to be able to
God
wave.
Bless
I don't
you.
Even see them, you know.
Okay. All right, so what happens is when you drive down the road, if you stop in the middle of the road, cars on the other side, they stop because they think it's school time. No, I'm kidding.
No, again, I don't
Listen,
stop.
Three black
you know?
Sheep. Okay.
Okay.
But,
hey, you know something? Hey, Bob Granger, you know what's really great about this? Watch this. Hang on.
There we go.
I just muted him. See, Tim? Oh. You just lost the mic. That's how it works. You know. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead. I think we'll wrap things up. Again, it was a fun night. I think it's just starting. You know, we're going to pull things together in a fun way. I know that we've got, like I said, the golf tournament. We've got some interesting ways on which actually people can hopefully earn their way to free golf down there. You know, it's going to be a great event. It's down in Gettysburg. It's, you know, we're going to go into the Civil War. We've got reenactments. We've got all sorts of fun stuff planned. And then in between all that,
we're going to help everybody build their business as we go through this process. You know, again, as you see is evident, I don't care what team you're in, what company you're in, who you are. If you have the right attitude, you know, we want you to be part of the honorary black sheep. So, Bob, you want to wrap up, and then I'll do our little send-off?
No, that's it. That, you know, like goodnight from the black sheep, you know.
Well, I guess I could tell you this, Bob.
Hey, old man River, zip it or I'll break your hip.
There you go. Okay, I can do that. Okay, listen, everybody, we had a great time tonight. I'm going to send it off with this.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our little experiment tonight with Two Black Sheep Radio. We had a good time, so hopefully you did as well. We should be back in a few weeks. You can find out more and get updates by going to twoblacksheepradio.com. Always make sure that you're not a sheep who follows, but a black sheep who leads. See everybody soon.